Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Farrell Shepherd of the Island Ford Baptist Church right here in Madisonville, Kentucky, and I'd like to welcome you to another Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. This broadcast is for Tuesday, February 28th, the final day of February, and we're glad you're tuned in today. This also happens to be the birthday of Sister Sarah Woodard, and I hope Sister Sarah has a happy birthday today and enjoys the blessings of the Lord. And I hope that she has just a special day today, and hope you'll remember her in your prayers as well. And we are thankful unto the Lord for His many blessings. It's been sort of stormy around here this morning, and they're saying it's going to be the same tonight. Perhaps some severe thunderstorms coming in the area, but I'm glad I've got a Lord, a shelter until the storm passes by. I'm glad I've got a Father that loves me and protects me. And even if something terrible does happen, I've got a better land. Hallelujah. A better place to go when this life is over. Amen. And so glad that I do. Well, I want to take this opportunity as well to invite you to come out and be with us tomorrow night for our regular midweek prayer service here at the Island Ford Baptist Church, very easily located at 1415 Island Ford Road. Love to have you come out and be with us. Our service time is at 7 o'clock, and Lord willing, I'll be preaching and trusting the Lord to meet with us and help us here in the house of God. Love to have you come and make our acquaintance and be in our presence on this Wednesday night. We'll have time around the altar with prayer. We'll have special request time as far as making prayer requests. And then we'll have some congregational singing, perhaps special singing and preaching right out of the King James Bible. Amen. You just can't get no better than that. And look forward to that on this Wednesday night, and hope that you will come out and be with us. A good way to start out the month of March in the house of God. Amen. Well, having said that as well, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Do remember one another. Keep Mrs. Hall in your prayers. I understand, talked to Brother Hall earlier today, that Mrs. Hall went in AFib, had a couple of spells of it yesterday, last night, this morning, and I want to pray that God would touch her and help her, keep her out of that, and just meet the different needs. Also, I found out about some folks and their prayer needs. I do pray for Willie McLaren. We've been praying for him, and understand that he came through surgery well earlier last week, and is doing well this week. They just keep giving a good report, and we're thankful for that, and saying that perhaps he may even get to go home on Friday. So what a blessing that is. And then there's a young lady, and I don't remember her full name. Her first name was Jennifer, came here in the first marathon that I had here as pastor, and she was a handicapped young lady, came in and sang for us, was a sweet person and a great blessing, and understand that she's at St. Jude's Children's Hospital and not well at all, and want to remember her in prayer as well. So we're going to go to the Lord in prayer at this time. If you will, pray with us. Father, I want to thank you again for your goodness, grace, and mercy. I want to thank you for giving your darling son for such creatures as us, that you would save us by your grace and your mercy. I want to thank you for it. Father, I want to thank you for how good you've been throughout our life. And Lord, you've been so good, as the songwriter said. Father, I pray now that you'd help these needs. Thank you that you have helped Mr. McLaren there. Lord, I pray you'd touch and continue to help. Thank you that you brought Mrs. Hall out of AFib numerous times over the last few hours. I pray you keep her out of AFib, dear God. Strengthen her, and Brother Hall, bless them and use them for your glory and honor. Father, I do pray that you would help this young lady that I mentioned request a prayer for. I believe her first name is Jennifer. Lord, would you touch her and meet that need, dear God? Father, I pray for sinners. That's the greatest need, sinners that need Christ. Father, I pray you would allow them to hear the gospel and the Spirit of God to deal with them, to draw them, that they might be saved. Lord, would you work in their life on those cases? Father, I pray that you would help the saints to be strengthened and stirred. Dear God, bless this broadcast. Blow upon it. Breathe upon it. Have your way and get the glory. Please help us on our Wednesday night prayer service, Lord, not just to be just another meeting, just a social gathering, but Lord, that we truly meet with God and our fellowship would truly be with the Father and through the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Father, have your way. Bless now, we pray again, the broadcast, and meet the needs. Touch my wife with the cold and the back pain she has, and bless and help her there, Lord. We pray in Jesus' wonderful and precious name. Amen. And amen. Well, appreciate you praying with us. We're going to get ready to go into the scriptures. We are looking at Genesis chapter number 49. But before we look into the scriptures, we've got a song by our family that I trust might be a blessing to you. This is the whole family singing, "It's Gonna Be Wonderful." Had a request for this song this morning on the Harmony and Eggs Morning Show. Thought it'd be good just to plug it in right here in this message as well. This is the Shepherd family singing, "It's Gonna Be Wonderful." And then we're going to get into the scriptures. All right. Hope you enjoyed that good song there. And we're going to get ready to move right into the broadcast. We're preaching today from the scripture found in Genesis chapter number 49. And right before we go to the scripture, we're going to have the introduction here as we go into the message recorded live at the Island Ford Baptist Church.
Genesis chapter 49, verse number 1. "And Jacob called unto his sons and said, Gather yourselves together, that I may tell you that which shall befall you in the last days. Gather yourselves together and hear, ye sons of Jacob, and hearken unto Israel your father. Reuben, thou art my firstborn, my might, and the beginning of my strength, the excellency of dignity and the excellency of power. Unstable as water, thou shalt not excel. Because thou wentest up to thy father's bed, then defilest thou it. He went up to my couch. Simon and Levi are brethren. Instruments of cruelty are in their habitations. O my soul, come not thou into their secret, unto their assembly mine honor. Be not thou united. For in their anger they slew a man, and in their self-will they digged down a wall. Cursed be their anger, for it was fierce, and their wrath, for it was cruel. I will divide them in Jacob, and scatter them in Israel. Judah, thou art he whom thy brethren shall praise. Thy hand shall be in the neck of thine enemies. Thy father's children shall bow down before thee. Judah is a lion's whelp. From the prey, my son, thou art gone up. He stooped down. He couched as a lion and as an old lion. Who shall rouse him up? The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh come. And unto him shall the gathering of the people be. Binding his foal unto the vine, and his ass's colt unto the choice vine, he washed his garments in wine, and his clothes in the blood of grapes. His eyes shall be red with wine, and his teeth white with milk. Zebulun, thou shalt dwell at the haven of the sea, and he shall be for an haven of ships, and his border shall be unto Zidon. Issachar is a strong ass, crouching down between two burdens. And he saw that rest was good, and the land that it was pleasant, and bowed his shoulder to bear, and became a servant unto tribute. Dan shall judge his people as one of the tribes of Israel. Dan shall be a serpent by the way, an adder in the path that biteth the horse's heels so that his rider shall fall backward. I have waited for thy salvation, O Lord. Gad, a troop shall overcome him, but he shall overcome at the last. Out of Asher his bread shall be fat, and he shall yield royal dainties. Naphtali is a hind let loose. He giveth goodly words. Joseph is a bountiful bough, even a fruitful bough by a well whose branches run over the wall. The archers have sorely grieved him and shot at him and hated him. But his bow abode in strength, and the arms of his hands are made strong by the hands of the mighty God of Jacob. From thence is the shepherd, the stone of Israel. Even by the God of thy father who shall help thee, and by the Almighty who shall bless thee with blessings of heaven above, blessings of the deep that lieth under, blessings of the breasts and of the womb. The blessings of thy father have prevailed above the blessings of my progenitors unto the utmost bounds of the everlasting hills. They shall be on the head of Joseph and on the crown of the head of him that was separate from his brethren. Benjamin shall raven as a wolf. In the morning he shall devour the prey, and at night he shall divide the spoil. All these are the 12 tribes of Israel. And this is that their father spake unto them and blessed them. Every one according to his blessing, he blessed them. And he charged them and said unto them, I am gathered unto my people. Bury me with my fathers in the cave that is in the field of Ephraim the Hittite. In the cave that is in the field of Machpelah, which is before Mamre, in the land of Canaan, which Abraham bought with the field of Ephraim the Hittite for a possession of a burying place. There they buried Abraham and Sarah his wife. There they buried Isaac and Rebekah his wife. And there I buried Leah. The purchase of the field and of the cave that is therein was from the children of Heth. And when Jacob had made an end of commanding his sons, he gathered up his feet into the bed and yielded up the ghost and was gathered unto his people. I'm looking at this chapter. I'm going to pick out a verse and I'm going to preach on that verse, but I want to give you some introduction to that before I even give you my title, if I can, and give you the thought that's on our heart about this scripture. First of all, I want to mention that there's two things mentioned here. There's mentioned the gathering. Jacob called unto his sons and said, gather yourselves together that I may tell you that which shall befall you in the last days. So we see the gathering. He's gathering his children together. He's about to die. He's on his deathbed. He's going to gather them together to tell them what he wants to tell them. And these 12 sons become known as the 12 tribes of Israel. And so I believe that this, his gathering his sons together, reminds me of the judgment seat. I believe that as Jacob gathered his sons around and he talks to them of the good and the bad that they have done. He commends them for the good and he condemns them for the bad. There's going to come a day that the coming of our Lord, we're going to be gathered around and we're going to be judged of the deeds done in our body. Revelation chapter number 22 and verse number 12. And behold, I come quickly and my reward is with me to give to every man according as his work shall be. So there's coming a judgment day when our Lord Jesus comes. In other words, God's going to bring us to a place of accounting. We're going to give an account of the deeds done in our body. Luke chapter number 12, verse number 47 and 48. The Bible says, and that servant which knew his Lord's will and prepared not himself, neither did according to his will, shall be beaten with many stripes. The judgment seat's not going to be all glory. It's not going to be all crowns. There's going to be some tears at the judgment seat of our Lord Jesus Christ. Jacob gathered them in and he starts speaking to them. He says in verse number 2, gather yourselves together and hear ye sons of Jacob and hearken unto Israel your father. And then he goes down through here speaking to these sons individually, but speaking to them as tribes and what will take place in the days ahead. Look in verse number 3. Actually verse 3 and 4 he mentions Reuben. He praised Reuben. And then he condemned Reuben. I'm telling you, there are some things that you may think you're getting by with that you're going to face. There are some things we think may be hid. We think maybe God's winked at it. Maybe God's forgotten it. Maybe it's swept under the rug. I'm telling you, it's all going to be revealed one day. Reuben lived for the flesh. Reuben sold out. You remember how Esau did? Esau sold his birthright. What good was it? He said he wanted to live for now. And he was a fornicator. The book of Hebrews tells us he was living for the flesh rather than living for the spiritual world. And Reuben followed in his uncle's tracks. Reuben went after the world. Reuben went after a woman that did not belong to him, by the way. She belonged to another man. Reuben sold out his opportunity to be a blessing and he became a burden to his father. Reuben sold out his opportunity to beget the Messiah, and so the Messiah did not come through the tribe of Reuben. Amen. Matter of fact, he goes on to say about him, he says, you're unstable as water. Verse number 4, thou shalt not excel. He was to have the birthright, but he had proved himself unworthy. Jacob told him that he would not excel because of his instability. That's the idea there. Double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. And I'm going to tell you that if you don't get steady on the Word of God, if you don't stand on the Word of God, you'll be wishy-washy. And you won't be stable. And that instability will cause you to fail and cease giving you the opportunity to excel. But when he said, thou shalt not excel, he's speaking of the tribe of Reuben. Did you know no prophet ever came from the tribe of Reuben? No priest ever came from the tribe of Reuben. No judge ever came from the tribe of Reuben. No leader ever came from the tribe of Reuben except Dothan and Abiram. They're the only two leaders that ever rose up out of the tribe of Reuben. Dothan and Abiram. And the only thing they excelled in was wickedness. They withstood Moses. And you remember that story? I trust you do. And so that's the only thing that came out of Reuben. And Jacob's prophecy came true when he said to Reuben, "Thou shalt not excel." And so no leaders came out of his tribe. Look down in verses number 5 through 7. You'll notice Simeon and Levi, they're condemned and they're scattered. He's talking not about the man or the men, but he's dealing with their tribes that are to come after them. He's dealing with the generation that was to come. He said that they were cruel. Look at in verse number 5. Simeon and Levi are brethren. Instruments of cruelty are in their habitations. You remember the story of Jacob's daughter? He had 12 sons. As far as we know, only one daughter. Dinah, that daughter, desecrated herself, defiled herself with some of the heathen in the land. You remember that? She went down with the daughters of the land, got to hanging around with them, and a boy saw her, and he loved her, he lusted after her, and he lay with her, and he defiled her. And the Bible said that he defiled the nation of Israel that day. But you remember who it was that wrought their wrath and wrought vengeance upon them? It was Simeon and Levi that came up with a plan and said, "We'll trick them, we'll deceive them, and we'll talk them into harming themselves and hurting themselves, and then while they're hurt and while they're hindered, we'll kill them all." And that's what they did. They wasn't satisfied with just killing them. They wanted to hurt them before they killed them. They were instruments of cruelty. And so Jacob said this about them. He said, "You're going to be scattered." Look at it. Simeon and Levi are brethren. Instruments of cruelty are they in their habitations. Verse 6, "O my soul, come not thou into their secret, into their assembly, mine honor. Be not thou united, for in anger they slew a man, and in their self-will they dig down a wall. Cursed be their anger, for it was fierce, and their wrath, for it was cruel." Here it is. I will divide them in Jacob. I will divide them in Jacob and scatter them in Israel. That was fulfilled in history, by the way. These two tribes, the Simeonites, intermarried with the other tribes and lost their identity. The tribe of Levi became the priests, and they had no dwelling place. They were scattered among the people. The priests were to live and have the cities of refuge scattered across the land. And so what Jacob said would happen did happen. By the way, when we come to the judgment day, when God pronounces it, we're going to pull the full sentence. There are judges that give men 20 years, and they pull a few months, it seems like, and they get off with what they call good behavior. By the way, it wasn't good behavior that got them locked up to start with. Amen. It wasn't good behavior causing them to get locked up. And when they say 20 years, I personally believe that ought to mean 20 years, not minus one day. Amen. I'm telling you, when God brings judgment on the people, it'll come to pass exactly like He said it'll come to pass. Every jot and every tittle will pull the full sentence when God pronounces it. Well, many of these sons of Jacob were blessed according to their name. In verse number 8, mentions Judah. He says, "Thou art he whom thy brethren shall praise." The name Judah means praise. It means praise. And he said, "You're going to be praised." The name Dan, in verse number 16, "Dan shall judge his people." The name Dan means judge. And then he goes on down to verse number 19. He mentions Gad. He says, "Gad, a troop shall overcome him." And the name Gad means a troop. Now, when Leah was giving birth to these boys, I told you she named them how she felt. Judah, she felt like praising God when she had another boy. But when Gad came along, she said, "Boy, this feels like it's an army of them." And so she called him a troop, but they were blessed according to their names. That's interesting to me. So we see the gathering. Number 2, not only see the gathering, but we see the Gadites in verse 19. This particular group, these are the ones I want to deal with. That's my verse. Verse 19 is my text verse. The Gadites. Jacob mentions two things about the Gadites that is interesting and informative. He says, look at it, Gad, a troop shall overcome him, but he shall overcome at the last.
And I am going to have to break in right there as our time has come and gone. We're just getting started in the actual sermon topic, subject that we had chosen for this week. But we'll continue this on the rest of the week. Hope you'll stay tuned and enjoy that with us as well. Until then, this is Pastor Farrell Shepherd saying God bless you. And we're going to close out with our mother-in-law singing, "Bubblin'."
When first I came to Jesus, for heaven made a start. My cup is running over, there's music in my heart. Bubbling, bubbling, bubbling in my soul. There's singing and shouting, since Jesus made me whole. Folks don't understand it, nor can I keep it quiet. There's bubbling, 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 bubbling day and night. I knew some folks who had it, I saw their faces shine, but little did I ever know that bubbling could be mine. Bubbling, bubbling, bubbling in my soul, they're singing and shouting, since Jesus made me whole. Folks don't understand it, nor can I keep it quiet. There's bubbling, 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 bubbling day and night. My heart became so hungry, my soul began to cry. Oh God, I want this blessing, or else I'll surely die. Bubbling, bubbling, bubbling in my soul, they're singing and shouting, since Jesus made me whole. Folks don't understand it, nor can I keep it quiet. There's bubbling, 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 bubbling day and night. When I sold out to Jesus and let go of everything, then a landslide came from heaven with a bubbling. Bubbling, bubbling, bubbling in my soul, they're singing and shouting, since Jesus made me whole. Folks don't understand it, nor can I keep it quiet. There's bubbling, 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 bubbling day and night.